Okay, now we want to discuss how to combine the results obtaining using the reweighting methods. As I explained last time, it is not usually possible to use in a reliable way the weighted average formula simply because the errors are not known precisely, or at least we are not sure of how reliable the errors are. So there's another method which is much more robust, which is called the multi-histogram method, and it was introduced by Fehrenberg and Swenson. Again, we assume the system to be discrete, so the energy takes discrete values, so there is nothing continuous, but of course we'll discuss at the end, the method can also be applied to systems with a continuous state space. The basic quantity is the energy distribution, the energy histogram, this is the name which is given in this context, which is the probability of observing a given value of the energy. So we denote this quantity with an H of the energy, and beta. We are working in the canonical ensemble at inverse temperature beta, which is nothing but the average value of the Kronecker's delta of the Hamiltonian and E0. We can easily rewrite this expression introducing the density of states, which in our context, in the context of a discrete state space, is simply the number of states with a given energy. So we replace the sum over x with a sum over the energy levels, and each of them, for each of them, we count how many states we have, so we introduce the density of states rho of e, and then we use the delta, the Kronecker's delta, to eliminate the average, the sum over the energy. So we obtain that H is 1 over ZB, the density of states at that energy, times E2 minus beta E. Of course, the energy histogram is a probability, so if we sum over all energy, we obtain 1. Note one important thing, that H is a quantity that we can estimate from our data. So once we have H, we can estimate rho, simply inverting the equation. So rho is the partition function multiplied by E2 beta E times H. So this formula allows us to compute rho b apart from the normalization. There is normalization which is related to the partition function that we are not able to compute. But apart from a normalization which is energy independent, this expression allows us to compute rho of E. One important property that we will use is that H is proportional to 1 over square root of n, where n is the number of particles. Indeed, we know that the distribution of the energy is roughly Gaussian, and which is centered at the mean value of E, and whose variance is of order n. Of course, H is a probability, so it's a normalized quantity, and so roughly H is a Gaussian, and so there is a prefactor, which is 1 over square root pi a n, where a n is the variance of the energy, something that we know how to compute. It's related to the specific heat, but here we don't need to know. To know that, we only need to know that this quantity is proportional to n. And so, as you can see, there is a prefactor in H, which is of order 1 over square root of n. So it's tiny quantity, H, of order 1 over square root of n, and it's of order 1 over square root of n simply because the abscissa, where the function is significantly different from 0, has a width of order square root of n. So we have a function which is defined on an interval of width square root of n, and whose height is of order 1 over square root of n, in such a way to guarantee that the integral is 1, because we have the normalization, and the normalization is 1. This property is important, because now we compute the variance associated to H. So the variance, H is as an observable, is the Kronecker delta, so the variance is the average value of the square of the Kronecker delta minus the Kronecker delta average squared. But now, of course, the square of the Kronecker delta is the delta itself, because the delta function, the Kronecker's delta, takes values 0 and 1, and of course, if the square of 1 is 1, and the square of 0 is 0. So we can just replace the average value of delta square with the average value of delta, but the average value of delta is h, and so we see that the variance of h can be related to h itself. So it's h, 1 minus h, but 1 minus h, h is of order 1 over square root of n, so it's negligible, the h, so we can just replace 1 minus h with 1 and neglect the h. So we see that the variance of h is h itself. So this is the two basic quantities that we want to know: h, the relation between h and rho, and the expression for the variance of h. Now let's define the method. Suppose we have performed simulations at beta 1, beta 2, up to beta r. We assume that measurements are independent, so we don't want to discuss autocorrelations, but the method works also in the presence of autocorrelations. It's just a question of redefining what is the number of independent measurements. But here I will assume for simplicity that measurements are independent. So we assume that we have ni independent measurement at each value of the temperature. And then for each of these runs, we have collected the histogram, which is the ni over e, so the number of measures with energy e that we have observed in the simulation. So we say in this simulation, whose length is small ni, we have seen this energy 3 times, the other energy 4 times, the other energy 6 times, and this 2, 3, 6 are the numbers which we define the capital ni of e. So capital ni of e is the number of measures, the number of times we have obtained a certain value of the energy in the simulation. And the ratio between capital N and small n is an estimator of the histogram variable, which is the probability of observing a given value of the energy. So now let's assume, let's call in this way A, so we look at the given value of the temperature, so the index I is fixed. We have these values, and now we want to prove that capital N divided by I is our estimator, and this is simple because we use the definition of the sample mean. So the sample mean of delta is 1 over ni sum over all measurements of delta e epsilon e I alpha, and then the delta term gives you 1 only if the energy is equal to the energy e which is outside. And so you see that in this way we have proved that ni, capital ni over small ni, is an estimator of the histogram variable. So using exactly the definition, remember that the delta e over e ei alpha is 1 only if ei alpha is equal to e. So effectively for each value of e, we are counting the number of times that the system visited the given energy. So once we have an estimate of our h, we obtain an estimate of rho using the formula at the beginning. So we just replace h with capital N divided by small n. This is the definition. And I have appended an index I to rho I of e to specify that the estimate has been obtained using the data collected at inverse temperature beta I. Because remember that rho e has nothing to do with the probabilities, it's nothing to do with the distribution, the energy with the distributions, with the energy distribution, is a function only of the state space, because it counts the number of states that have a given energy. So it is intrinsically independent of beta I. So it's a property of the state space. So the rho I means that it is an estimate of the rho obtained using the data at beta I. But of course, as the number small n I goes to infinity, all rho I converge exactly to the same quantity. They converge exactly to the same quantity, which is our rho of E. Of course, here there is an unknown, which is the Zi, which is the partition function. Now we want to compute the error on our estimate rho I, assuming that the Zi's are exactly known. This is not true, but this is just a prefactor, a constant. So we are not very interested on this prefactor. And so we know how to compute it, because the square of the error, sigma square, is 1 divided by the number of independent measurements multiplied by the variance of our observable, the variance of rho. But rho is related to h by e to beta e zi. Of course, in the variance, this means that we have to square these two quantities. So the variance of rho is the exponential of 2 beta I e multiplied by zi square, so we get the variance of h. But now the variance of h is h itself, so here we are in the second line of equation 2. Here we use this exact relation between the variance of h and h, and now we replace h with rho. So we go back, so we eliminate one exponential, one of the two exponentials, that is the exponential of 2 beta IE. So exponential of beta IE times ZI times H is translated into rho. Note, we are translating into rho, not rho I. We are not trying to estimate, to really estimate the error. We want to have an exact expression for the error, but we don't replace rho with its estimate rho I. This is the crucial difference between the method which are commonly used to estimate errors and the method of Fermi-Swenson. Here we do not replace rho with rho I, because we know that rho I is not very well defined as a big error. It may have a big error. So we don't replace it here. So we keep rho here without replacing it. Of course, this means that we are not able to compute sigma square I. We don't have an estimate of the error. But as we shall see, we don't care about that, because now we use this sigma square I simply as weights. And when we use the weights, the important property is that rho of E is independent of I. It doesn't depend on the index I. So it is independent of beta I. And this is the property which is important for our calculation, because then we obtain an improved estimate of rho of E simply using the weighted average formula, in which the weights are this errors sigma square I, which we have not computed. This is an important point, because there is rho of E, which is still an unknown quantity. So at page 3, we replace sigma square E with their expressions, rho I of E with their expressions, and the important property, the important step which is done here, is that the unknown rho of E cancels between numerator and denominator. As you can see in the last step, in the first line of equation 3, there is rho of E, but rho of E cancels between numerator and denominator. So in the final expression, which is in the second line of equation 3, there is no rho of E. So the unknown and poorly known density of states cancels. And so we have an expression for rho of E. So here is the reason why the method is robust. So we still use the weighted average formula, but we don't use the weighted average formula with the estimated errors. We use the weighted average formula using two exact relations for the errors. One is the relation between the variance of H and H itself. And second, we express the errors in terms of rho itself, which at the end cancels in the final expression. So this is the main trick and the reason why the method works. So now we have an expression, and